this service is about you. This grace that's here, it's about you. What you have been going through, what the enemy has been trying to destroy you, discourage you, attack you, his plans and schemes. And how many know the devil can work for years, but God's grace can erase in a moment. And in these times when at the end of your rope or at the end of yourself and you feel there's no answers, there's no you're in the middle of the ocean and there's no boat, there's no life jacket, and you feel like you're going to drown. They say in the world that you're at the end of yourself. But if you looked in God's eyes, he'd say that's the best place for you to be. Because when you're at the end of yourself, there's only one place to go. That's to him. When you find yourself there, and he's all you have left, you know those moments you can feel like you are out of control. Life is out of control. But you're not. You're just not in control. He never comes and makes you do anything, but when you willingly walk with him and give him control of your life, how many know his grace is there for everything you go through? And I've been there many times on a continued basis where I have to remind my flesh, my natural mind. Sometimes I have to shake my head and tell it to shut up. Say, shut up, head. You're not in charge. I went through a time not too long ago where it was a spiritual attack, but it felt like it was a physical, mental attack. Where it took all my courage out of me. It brought me to my knees for a little bit. And I thought, I'm going to die. But in that moment of attack, when I looked up and didn't find a safety boat or a rope or a life jacket and felt like I was going to drown, do you know, something inside of me rose up. Because when I'm not in control, you no longer have answers that you used to go to. There's a hopelessness that can come. That says, there's no answer. I don't see how this is. How am I going to rescue myself? Because when you're drowning, that's the first thing you want to do. I need something. Give me a sign. And God, for some reason, doesn't want to give you a sign. Well, I know the reason. Because we're just looking in the wrong place. And inside of me, see, your spirit man, who you are, you are a spirit. You have a flesh that covers you. Your flesh doesn't trust God as a father. Your flesh doesn't trust God to provide for you, protect you. Your flesh does not want to trust God and cannot trust God. It will ask for signs. It'll ask for to be pertinent. Say, I'll make you a deal. Give me something to show me that I'm okay. And when there's a fight, when there's a struggle, when it doesn't seem there's an answer, your flesh wants to run. It wants to fix it. Because your flesh does not trust God. But you do. And see, when you see that mountain or you see the problem or you have to let go. This is a season of letting go. This is a moment in your life right now. Right now, this morning, is your moment to let go and say, God, I don't need to hold on to this hope or that hope or to this sign or to that. I am letting go. Because the only answer I need, it's not from man, it's not from my ability, it's not anything, it's one thing only, and that is you said to follow you. You said I'm your child. And that's all I need. Your inward man, the real you, it wants this fight that the devil's throwing at you. It wants to face it because it is fearless. It's fearless. It knows God is here for you. He is your Father. He loves you. He's not against you. He's for you. He believes in you more than you believe yourself. He sees your future. You don't see it. He sees it. And I remember being in that place. And I was torn because I didn't see any hope. But all of a sudden, this little fight rose out of me. And it's where I got my courage. This little fight rose out of me and said, "You're going to make it? Why are you afraid?" And that's where I found my courage. Not in my own ability. Not in my strength, but from one place. I have a Father who loves me. He is my source. His grace is my source for everything I need. When we were on this walk of abandoning ourselves to Him, there's moments where your flesh will say to you, "He won't show up." Your flesh will say to you, "Look at you. Why would He choose you? There's a dozen people you know that are more qualified than you, nicer than you, more loving than you, more holy than you, who give more than you, that walk in more faith than you. Why would He choose you?" And that lie comes in to say, "You just heard wrong." How many know what I'm talking about? Those are the moments you have to say, "Father, You love me. You're my strength. I don't have any more of myself. You're my hope. You're my grace." And this morning, I'm telling you, He's asking for your futures. He's asking you to trust Him with your future. And to say, "Father, my future is in Your hands. I give up. I give up trying to figure it out, trying to make it work, trying to be a mighty man of faith. I give up. I'm a child. And my steps are ordered of You." Today He's asking us to put another stake into the heart of pride in our life. And to actually become powerless. To become safe in being powerless in our own ability. To become safe in His arms and His hands. Coming up here, David. I'm going to use you as a prop today. Just come quickly. See, we think being a mighty man of faith is being strong and powerful. But this here is a mighty girl of faith right here. This is an example of faith. See, she's confessing already. I know some of you sound like that sometimes to God. She's got her whole life ahead of her. Look how they'll take care of this little girl. See? That's what God wants to do for us. Being mighty in faith is not being powerful and strong. It's being vulnerable and weak. Not weak as in unable to overcome things, but weak in our ability to make things happen, weak in our ability to overcome, weak because when we trade our weakness for His strength, then we're going to win every time. Thank you, Tim. I'm going to read out of 1 Corinthians real quick. I won't take much longer. The Apostle Paul, chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians. I'll just read verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace which was in me, with me. God's asking you. The sermon, this service today is not about the church. It's not about someone else. It's about you. Your Father is asking you today. You may say, well, I'm not a preacher like you, or I'm not been praying in tongues as long as someone else, or I'm not as holy as that person. Or He's not talking to anyone else. He's talking to you today. You're the one He's talking to, and here's what He's saying. Let My grace and let Me be everything to you. Will you let go of your life, your future, your dreams? Will you let go of your calling and say, Father, You order my steps, not my calling, not my dreams. If I need strength, I only have one place to go. If I need finances, I only got one place to go. If I need hope and courage and strength, there's only one place for me to go. That's His desire, is to have you be so vulnerable. And I remember when He was asking me to give up a pride in my life where I was afraid to show my real self to Him, like He didn't know me. And it was almost like He asked me to, if I can say it this way, become naked in front of Him. You know, like a little baby. And not have to walk, because I was walking into my worship. I was walking into my time with Him, and I was trying to hide the ugly spots, you know, the parts that I don't want Him to see. Like, oh, I got this problem, I have that problem, I got. And I would build in a relationship with Him, hiding my weaknesses and my sins and my struggles, see. And He said, I want you to come and show me everything. Because He wanted to prove to me that if I came to Him, even in all my ugliness and ugly things and weaknesses and struggles, that it didn't change the way He loved me. See? And He's asking you today to be vulnerable. Become naked in front of Him, if I can say it that way. Become so vulnerable that even if He sees the things you don't want Him to see, He wants to prove to you that He's for you, not against you. That He doesn't see those things. He sees who He made you. Apostle Paul says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. You and I will never get to the place that we're after in Him on our own, in our own strength. It's only one way. Father, Your grace is going to have to be my strength, because I'm not strong enough. If you find yourself swimming today and hopelessness, or feels like you've lost your future, that's the best place to be. Because we can be safe in His arms without being in charge, without being in control, without knowing what's going to happen next or where we're going. That's the walk He wants for you. to trust him so much that you'd give up everything just to be with him. So that's the altar call today. I'm not going to ask you to come up here. But will you do that? I feel that tug during the worship. I don't know if you felt it. I felt that tug. I felt that tug on my heart during the worship. It wasn't just worship he's after. The worship isn't just for him. It's relationship he's after. And sometimes we can hide by just saying, I worship you, and not opening up to receive from him. And I felt that tug during the worship to let go of the fear of my future, to let go of the fear of my problems not being answered or overcoming things, and just simply say, Father, you're all I have. That's it. I have no other choice. And as I did that, I felt courage come in me, hope come in me. Father, as I give it to you, I felt hope to know, yes, he's my future. Thank you, Father. Your flesh. Never know God as a father. Your flesh will know God as God of the Old Testament. Only you know God as a father. And your spirit, that's where you find peace and joy from him. And even when all hell is breaking loose around you, you have peace. And if you hold on to him, you will win. Can you imagine someone coming to church, hear about the church of revival, church of great faith and miracles, and they come in the back door and all they see is a bunch of babies sitting in the chairs? That's real faith. Thank you, Father. Here's what I want to do. I don't want to push us further than he wants us to go, but I want to ask you today, just for the next few minutes, if you would continue this worship with us. And some of you feel that your worship is not worthy, is not accepted, or maybe not important. But yes, it is. He's longing a relationship with you, to where you're so vulnerable that he's your only strength. He's your only courage. So I'm going to have him just lead us a little bit. And you don't have to stand. You can stand or sit. It doesn't matter. But I want us just to get hold of our heart and say, Father, I give you everything. I give up everything. I have no rights to anything, and I belong to you. And as we do that, there is a switching. There is a transferring of his strength for our weakness. You may say, I feel weak. I'm looking at the impossible. I have no fight left in me. Those are the moments in my life where I've reached up in desperation and I found him. I wasn't weak. I was always strong in him. It was just my flesh that he kept asking me to become weak in. So you do that with us? Let's just take a few moments. You can stand if you want, or you can sit. It's whatever you like. Now let's just take a few minutes before we wind up and go ahead. Worship you. Lift you up.
worship you. Lift you.
I worship you.
How many feel that presence here? How many feel it heavy right now? He's asking us. He's asking you. He's asking all of us. See, I could prophesy it if you like, but you'd already know what he's doing. He's asking us to go further into him than we were yesterday. To let go more of our life today than we did before. And this is something that doesn't come in a service. Not even in a worship service. This is a moment that you carry home with you. It's important that today you get alone with God. And you talk to him. And you come to terms in your heart. And you say, I give up. And that's why there's a mourning right now. That's why there's that heaviness right now. Because he's asking you to put something to death inside of you. But only you can do that with him. So I'm going to release you in just a moment. I want to ask you, today, this afternoon, sometime, get alone with him. It's a type of intersection. It's a mourning. But it's to put something to death inside of you. And make those decisions to say, God, I am yours. Amen. Hallelujah. What a beautiful place to be where he trusts you this much. To walk with him. We're honored. Father, we're honored. Thank you for allowing us the privilege to come to this place to let down, let go more and more of this world and to rely more and more on you. What a walk we'll have with you, Father. What a life, what a future we have with you. Thank you, Father, to live for you. And not for ourselves. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. I'm trying to stay out of his way. And make sure he gets his will done today. Shondoraba sandarabokoye. Rabasi terebo sandarabokoye. Shondoraba sitere. Yes, sir. I'll speak this as a prophecy from him. It's important, he says. In my plan for your life, it's important that you decide now that there is no cost. There is no price that can be paid for your willingness to obey me. That you give up everything, he says, and you make that determination now. Today, it is important that you make that determination at all costs, you will follow me into your calling. That you're willing to not let offense or hurt or wounds or lack or persecution or tribulation or nakedness or peril or the sword stop you from believing in me and believing that I believe in you enough to lead your steps. This is what I'm asking of you today. And it is important today that you make that mark in your life so that I am free, he says, to walk you into wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things. Things you know not of, things you do not see, things that man has not seen for centuries who followed me and walked with me. How I wish I could show you to entice you. But then I would override your will. Your walk with me must be built on relationship that you trust me. And not that I give you opportunity or hope in anything else. Your hope must be in me. In me alone, he says. Thank you, Father. So today, I'll say this again, I think it's very important that you make time today to get alone with him. Clear your schedule if you have to. But that you get alone with him and have that conversation with your Father. Your conversation does not need to be about what you need or what you're going through or how ugly you are in your life or how much struggles you have. This is not a question of holiness and where you are or how much you've done or haven't done. This is one question he's asking. Follow me, will you do it? And it's not for the crowd, this is for you. You may have unworthiness, yell attitude. He's not talking to you, he's talking to you. But I'm just a mom, he's talking to you. But I'm a businessman, he's talking to you. I don't want to be a preacher, he's talking to you. How many will do that today, Waver? Lift your hand. This is your altar call right now. You'll spend time with God today and have that conversation with him. Amen. Oh, the wonderful future we have. Hallelujah. I know none of us want to leave because the presence is here. But this is something only you can do on your own. And I'm trying not to take advantage of this anointing and this presence and take us where we're not supposed to go today. Let's pray before we dismiss and release you to go spend your time with God. Okay? Father, thank you for such a great trust that you put on us. Such a great trust. We don't understand how you can trust us. How you can believe in us. We don't even see how you see we can be part of your future. But we trust you. And if you believe that we're ready, we believe we're ready. And we'll walk with you. We'll mark it down. That as of today, truly our life is not our own. And we're yours. Completely, wholly, we belong to you. And we know that your grace is our strength. Your grace. You're our strength, our courage, our hope. You're everything to us. Because you're all we have now. And there's no better place I'd rather be than in your arms.